backstage behind the Lake Stage here at Latitude Day 2. It's probably the hottest ever day in the history of the festival. Delighted to be joined by Aoife, Noel and Andrew from When Young. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
So, fantastic set today. How was it for you?
Yeah, thank you. It was really fun. We had like good crowd reaction and yeah, it's great to be playing on a sunny day.
Yeah, it was really hot and sweaty, but good. That's a good thing though, I think.
Yeah.
And you had a good crowd out there, considering that you were clashing almost with the so-called secret guest that's warbling away behind us at the moment.
Yeah, we're pretty happy with that.
Yeah, I'll take Liam Gallagher on.
Okay, let's just talk a little bit about the band. How did you all get together?
We all grew up in Limerick, and the guys are from Clare, which is just outside Limerick, and we went to school in Limerick City and used to go to the same like discos and gigs, and just like met through that. Met through music, really.
Yeah, did you have a common love of any particular bands?
We loved guitar music, we loved Pixies and stuff like that, and the Strokes and all that kind of stuff, that kind of bond, it's Velvet Underground. So it was rare to find that in a city like Limerick.
Yeah.
They didn't come and play in Limerick, but we did get like some indie bands, and we used to like sneak into this nightclub that played all indie hits. And yeah, that kind of like
Oasis.
The Strokes.
Okay. Now you've had a really busy 2008 so far. You've been on the road a lot. You've been touring with a lot of bands. Any particular highlights?
Playing with the Vaccines in Ali Pali was a big one for us. That was
kind of the first big gig we really got to do. And they're playing like in an hour.
But we played in Dublin with. We supported Nick Cave and Paddy Smith. That was, I think, the most mind-blowing experience for us.
Yeah.
We're massive fans. We just couldn't believe
We'll possibly remain the most mind-blowing gig
I
we've ever
so.
Done.
Yeah. I don't know what can beat that.
You've had a lot of big names. Buzzcocks. Big band from my youth, and
so good.
Elvis Costello as well. Paul Heaton and Jackie Abbott. You've done pretty well.
It's been amazing the last few months. Like, every gig we've gotten just been a bit surprised and shocked, but it's been so good.
Now you've got a new single Heaven on Earth out at the moment. It's got a great video. It's good to see bands putting some effort into their art again. So whose idea was it about the video?
It was Aoife's, really.
The song is about your heaven being someone else's hell and vice versa, and we decided to make the theme based on the seven deadly sins and explore that, and it was like, actually the whole concept was based on this film called L'Enfer, which means Inferno.
Right.
And it's a French film that was never finished, and they have amazing cinematography, so we kind of stole some of that.
We finished it.
Okay, well, amidst all the gigging, how's the songwriting and recording going? Is there going to be an album soon or something?
Good, yeah, we've been doing a lot of writing recently and recording. We have an EP coming out in
September. Every interview we do, we're asked when the EP is coming out, and me and Aoife are like, August, September.
Andrew remembers. And then we begin recording an album at the end of the year, like November.
Release album will be out next year.
Do you find the whole songwriting thing easy, bearing in mind that you've already, you know, you've been very busy with gigs and festivals this year?
We have a lot of songs that we don't play live, so we have them kind of ready, and then we've been doing a lot of writing. Sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's not.
Yeah,
we're trying to push ourselves, so
some days it comes and some days it doesn't. You can't really,
I think,
push
the thing
it.
Is you can't push yourself.
Yeah,
like you can push yourself to be productive, but you can't push the
creative stuff.
It happens when you're not expecting it.
We love doing it though. It's, for me, it's my favourite part of being in a band. It's just being in the studio and writing songs.
He didn't enjoy that gig at all. can't stay there.
Can't wait to get back to the studio.
I don't know if you noticed.
I didn't know. I did hear one fantastic story about you being invited to someone's 60th birthday party, and you were casually chatting to some of the guests. So can you tell us about that?
So we did a cover of Fairy Tale in New York, and we sent it to Shane McGowan's manager, And they posted it on their website, and we got invited to perform at his birthday in Dublin. And yeah, that was amazing. It was like a ridiculous.
The other people on the lineup was like, yeah, Bono and Nick Cave,
and
Bobby Gillespie,
Yeah, and I was talking to Bono backstage.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm specifically asking you to do some name dropping because I thought it was such a great story.
But yeah, it's nuts, but
it's weird.
It was such a weird day, but it was also mind blowing that they all just became people, and it became like, oh God, these celebrities, they're just like humans. It was just very weird. I'd never seen anyone like that famous before, you know?
And they were all nice people?
They were all really nice, yeah. And I think it helped
who
that...
Who was the nicest? Bobby Gillespie.
Bobby Gillespie is...
yeah, he was really so interested in, like... Because, like, we were probably the least known name on the bill, and he was really interested in what we were doing and the kind of the... what was going on in the... You know,
not just our band, like our friends, and like my girlfriend has like a poetry night that she does, and he was asking all about that. He's like,
he's just a really like decent person, really nice, yeah.
And Bono was a nice guy as well, because there's a lot of people who kind of, he's very Marmite with people,
yeah,
isn't he?
I mean, like, I obviously only spoke to him for like 5 minutes, but he was really lovely, really, really supportive again, and funny and self-deprecating. Yeah, he's.
I think it's easy to hate success, but underneath it all, he's just like,
yeah, like people who like hate him, and like I would have been one of them growing up, like, oh, he's such an idiot, but like no one knows him.
They just know what's spread in the papers, like, you know.
Yeah.
He does a lot of good, like even in Limerick, where we're from, he's like funded so much music for kids. We actually did
some rehearsals in a studio that was funded through his. To one of U2's programs.
So like they do stuff, and I know there's all like that tax stuff and like things that really upset people, and obviously
people hate success as well.
Coming from a small country like Ireland, people really hate success. I think it's like more difficult.
I think it's the same everywhere. Once people get to maybe it's more in Ireland, I don't know, but I think wherever you are, when people get successful,
you can
disassociate yourself more emotionally from someone who's successful.
Exactly.
Well, the British just as bad as well, really, aren't they? Anybody who's doing well, everyone wants to back the loser all the time, don't they?
So
I haven't even been watching the football this weekend. So, are you here for the rest of the weekend?
We're here until tomorrow, yes. We're going to watch The Killers tonight, which we're so excited about. So there's going to be a lot of dancing, a lot of banging.
Yeah, I've never seen The Killers. And The Killers are another one like you too, that people like, people go, oh, The Killers are awful because they're successful. But like, they got to where they are because they're an incredible band.
They're undeniably
amazing.
Like, great, yeah.
I'm really looking forward to seeing it live. I've never seen it live before, and just like see the songs and like maybe learn something from it, you know, like, because we try and do that, we try and like learn from big bands and what they've done.
Yeah
I think there's going to be a big crowd for them. I think there's a lot of people here to see The Killers.
Okay,
well, thanks very much for having a chat with us today, and going to look forward to the EP when it comes out in the summer / autumn, and hope you enjoy the rest of the weekend. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.